Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Hebrews 11:6, I wanted to read this because we take it for granted that everyone knows what it says, but maybe not. So I wanted to show it and point it out to you today. This is Amplified. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God. It takes faith to walk on the narrow road. Bible says there's few that travel that narrow road, but the road to destruction is very wide and many that go thereby. And God is saying, without faith, it's impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. Well, He'll reward me with His presence. I don't want His things, I want Him. Amen. When a child gets sick, they want their mother or they want their father. They're not thinking, what you're going to give me. They just want their parents. There's strength, there's comfort, there's joy in having your parents near you. And so he rewards those who diligently seek Him. And when we start seeking God by faith, He draws nearer to us. You know, the Bible says in James 4:8, it says, draw nigh to me, God speaking, and I will draw nigh to you. The first move is mine. That's strange, isn't it? The first move is me. When I got saved, the first move was me. Well, He did it years and years ago, but I had to make the first step towards salvation, then He gave it to me. Amen. And so He says, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. See, God will not force Himself on the worst of worst peoples or the loveliest of lovely peoples. He will not force Himself on anyone. That's why He will allow atheists to remain atheist. He doesn't want them to. But can you imagine if it was que sera, sera, whatever will be, you know, God's got this and He's doing what He wants. Then God's killing many people. That's not the case. He said, for God so loved the world that whosoever believes in Him would not perish. Whosoever believes, whosoever includes atheists and agnostics and everybody. And so this is a powerful, powerful thing that we've got to, with faith, walk with God. So, but I don't see Him. I don't know. Is He real? You better settle it in your mind. Because He says, look what He says here. Without faith, it's impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists. Amen. How many children, listen, and this is a question that I'm not going to answer, but I want to throw it out there. How many people in churches don't believe that God actually truly exists. I mean, you think about it. I'm not giving you an answer, but there are people in churches that don't believe God exists. They're doing a religious duty. They're fulfilling a need that they have from God to love and know Him, but they don't know Him. They don't know He exists. And if you know and believe that He exists, then you've got to believe and know that what He said comes to pass. And if He said you're healed by the stripes, then you've got to accept that as gospel and take it. Or whatever else He said in the Word of God. When He said, I will cause your enemies to run from you seven different ways, you've got to believe it. When He said, I will prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies, you've got to believe you're going to be blessed in the midst of when the economy's gone mechai. Oh no, you missed that one. When you get a hyperinflation, which is round the corner. Right? In the midst of my enemies, He sets a table for me. In the midst of the economy going wrong, in the midst of lawlessness in the world as we sing it today, in the midst of all of this kind of stuff, God prepares a table for me. Now, if He prepares a table for me, He's got a lot of goodies on the table. How many of you are going out for lunch today? You're going to have a table in front of you? I think you are, right? On that table, there's going to be a whole lot of different goodies, correct? You might have salmon, you might have steak, you might have something else, you might have salad, but the table's going to be decked out with drink and water and everything else, correct? When I say drink, I'm talking iced tea. Iced tea, coffee, and water. All right? But when I say that, the table's going to be full. You don't sit at a table with nothing there. So God prepares a table for you in the midst of His enemies. Let me tell you what, He's got prosperity right there. When the world is going broke and bankrupt because of hyperinflation, you just say, thanks, I'll have a bit of that. Amen. Why? Because I've got intimate relationship with God, so I've been sowing into His kingdom, which is my kingdom. Oh, come on. Amen. You better get a hold of this, because when push comes to shove, you're going to have to stand on the Word of God. There is nothing else that you can stand on. You're going to have to stand on the Word of God with Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Holy Spirit surrounding you and God the Father protecting you. You're going to have to stand on that. Because the way things are going, you're going to have to stand on something true. Because people are standing on the lie at the moment. There are so many lies. You know, there's only one truth, but there's many lies. He told the truth or He told a lie. There's many lies, one truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So we're going to have to get to a place where I believe not only does He exist, but He exists and does whatever He said. And He said, draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. I'll make the first move. So if I want an intimate relationship with God, I'm going to have to step into a place of starting it off. Amen. So that's good. Don't you think that's good? So we can experience God's presence as much as we want to. According to that scripture, the closer I draw to Him, the closer He draws to me. The more I seek Him, the more I find Him. The more I love Him, well, He loves me totally anyway. The more I experience His love. Come on. Are you with the program yet? It's all about an intimate relationship with God. And don't worry about the fact that you can't pay for your children's university or college. Because when you have that intimate relationship with God, He said, all those things that you need and seek after, I will make sure you get it. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all those things you have need of shall be added to you. I don't seek the money for my children's college education. I seek God. I want intimacy with God. And think about the word intimacy. Intimacy. I believe you can take the word and break it down into three words. Into me, God saying, see. When you see God for who He is and what He is, and you get revelation, you will never worry again about anything. Amen. 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 Oy. And so, just I'm going to close with this, because next week I'm going to bring you the way on how to do this. because it's not always easy. And you can't do it. You know, we can get into a frenzy through our willpower. Yeah? What are you talking about? Lord, I'm not going to sin this week. I ain't going to do it again this week. By my willpower, I'm going to sin. And you can get into a frenzy of trying to stop doing what it is in your own strength. And you know what it leads to? Self-condemnation, completely messing up, and giving you a headache. How many of you ever tried before through willpower? We're not going to try through willpower anymore. We're going to try through God power. And so I'm going to bring you some stuff next week that's going to really help. I thought I might get there today, but I went a bit long in the intro, and we needed that with God. Can you say amen? And so the good thing about it is, like I said, you don't have to be in the presence of that person to have an intimate relationship. If there's one thing you take away today, take this away. I don't have to be with my family in South Africa 20 years. And yet I've still got an intimate relationship with them. I don't have to see God to have an intimate relationship with Him. I've got to just believe. Amen. And so we want to get to a place of intimacy with God. And we have to ask Him to help us. And I tell you, Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3, those two chapters, you should learn or read them. I would encourage you to read Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3. And it talks about God talking about showing you a revelation of Himself. That's what we need, is illumination and revelation of who He is. And when you see Him, what can the world do to you? What can a bad economy do to you? What can sickness do to you? Nothing, because God is above all of that stuff. So we're on a journey right now. We are on a journey of intimacy with God. And when you're intimate with God, I promise you, your walk will be more holy than it's ever been. Your spirit is already sanctified and made holy. But now you're walking more holy. You're doing less wrong. You're being nicer. You're helping more. You're for the kingdom of God. When you get close with God and you get that intimacy, your whole life turns and changes, turns around and changes. And then you're going to hear people say, like they said about Peter, we can perceive you were with Jesus. Remember Jacob? When he went into the presence of God and he wrestled the angel of God. Remember that? Jacob, his name, his very name is deceiver. But he got an intimate relationship with God. They got close up and personal right there. Are you with me? And Jacob was not the same ever again. He walked differently. He walked with a limp. Remember that? Where the angel touched his side and put it out? He walked with a limp. Why? Because he had been in the presence of Almighty God. You can't get into the presence of God and be the same. It does not work. When you get into the real presence of God, you will walk differently. You will act differently. You will be different. And from deceiver, he became Jacob, who changed to Israel. And the 12 tribes of Israel came right from his loins. So what we want is an intimacy with God. Is it able? Are we able to do it? Yes, we are. Can we do it? Yes, we can. Are we going to? Yes, we are. We are going to get close to God. We're going to have a personal relationship with God. We're all on the same journey right now. You at home as well. We're on the same journey. And we're going to get closer to God. We're going to know God better than you've ever known Him before. You're going to see facets of God that you've never experienced. You've never seen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching